USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The once huge Democratic field for the White House has grown smaller in recent hours as Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has announced he's dropping out of the 2020 fray. Also, John Hickenlooper, the former Colorado governor, has announced he's leaving the presidential race to officially run for U.S. Senate. The Danish Prime Minister is still expressing shock over President Trump's abrupt cancellation of a scheduled state visit to Denmark next month. But Mette Frederiksen says she's hoping this will not affect relations between the two countries.
This does not change the character of our good relations. And we will, of course, from Denmark, continue our ongoing dialogue with the U.S.
Reports are Trump canceled the trip after Denmark refused to consider selling Greenland to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Labor Department says 209,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 12,000 fewer than the week before, and less than the expected 219,000 economists had predicted. An update from the nation's Attorney General William Barr on the investigation into the death of Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex offender and millionaire found dead in a New York City jail cell recently, apparently of suicide.
We're moving expeditiously, and I think soon I'll be in a position to report to Congress and the public the results. I will say that, as I said before, we have found serious irregularities at the center, but at the same time, I have seen nothing that undercuts the finding of the medical examiner that this was a suicide.
Barr dismissing conspiracy theories that have surrounded the circumstances of Epstein's death. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy will not declare a state of emergency because of lead levels in Newark's water. Reports are Murphy has said additional testing to determine whether filters are working correctly will probably take weeks. About 20 homes a day are now being tested. The mayor of Newark has taken heat from residents and groups who say the city has been slow to address that problem. The ACLU of Maryland is opposing the possible return of a surveillance plane that would help spot crime in Baltimore. An ACLU statement calling the program a privacy nightmare come to life, calling it the equivalent of requiring people to wear a GPS tracker whenever they leave home. The ACLU says a city has having a terrible history of racism and a lack of accountability by police should be the last place a secret program of mass surveillance is used. Executive Director Dana Vickers-Shelley saying the surveillance technology is designed for a military battlefield and has no place in American cities. And the host of Dancing with the Stars, not happy that former White House Press Chief Sean Spicer will be a contestant on the upcoming season. Tom Bergeron, hosting the ABC show, saying that he was hoping it would be free of divisive bookings from party affiliations. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.